you? Bonjour. And I end it there. Okay. Wow. We begin. A new year, you guys. So, first of all, this girl lost her voice notes last year because I went on this whole thing of, you know, new year, I'm gonna erase, you know, factory reset my phone and erase stuff. And trust, I did that. How do I feel about losing all that? Well, I feel like it was sad, but it is what it is. So yeah, welcome to season 2, episode 2 of the Me, Myself and I series, where we kickstart the year with my 22 lessons of 2022. Yeah, drink some water. I hope you guys are like, you know the meme I'm talking about. Yeah, anyway. So, I had written a list of a whole 22 lessons, talked about it, and somehow the whole of January passed, and it felt right to, you know, not the whole of January, but as in the last week of January, so in Aisha, you know. So, yeah, I'll start by taking stock as usual so that, you know, I can keep abreast with what's happening in my life or what's going on. You know the vibe. I'm in such a good mood today, and I think it's because it's been such a busy month, and today I sort of cut myself some slack and just took, like, my mind was still for like a while, and I was on the commute going home, and I had missed that silence, and it was nice, like it was just me and my thoughts. It was just us in my head, you know. And okay, if you're new to the podcast, we are like many, you know. And I'll have a whole podcast episode to talk about, you know, my alter egos, like in detail. I feel like it's a bit complicated and it's also a bit simple, and some people find it interesting, some people find it complicated. It's just here and there. So yeah, first of all, nimekuwa na homa. That's why I'm talking like this, and that's why I didn't record, because I felt as though my voice wouldn't be, you know, top tier quality, you know what I mean. it felt like my voice would be tainted. But then a thought crossed my mind. The point of this podcast is to allow you to be on conversations with me. Okay, you can tell I'm looking for a tagline. Desperately send me one. Or like, traveling the world one conversation at a time. This year to not travel. Sindio? I don't know where, but we're traveling. We are traveling. Yeah, so my home is Ishine, so that's good. Career wise, a lot of shifts are happening on my end. Very growth oriented shifts, very paced, quick paced shifts, very mind altering conversations. Like, a lot is happening, and it's like, we gotta grow. I am here for that. I am here for all of that. But hey, so zingine, it's like shukisha. Just shukisha. Because it gets a lot, and then I think about how it's like I had sort of manifested it without knowing. Because my theme for the year is go. Last year my theme was be, and in every way I was. And this year for January in specific, let's go the extra mile. And going the extra mile isn't necessarily about you being stretched in terms of your capacity, but it's about like giving things your all, as in usi hafaski tu, like kama unaanza project flani, ifanye with everything you have. But it's not really about kuchoka. I feel like there's a whole different mentality on what and how going the extra mile looks like. It's more about showing up, being present, being fully there. And there's something our CEO said sometime earlier this week. She said, lead, don't follow. always show up prepared, be present in the moment, and provide solution. And my goodness, I was like, yeah, I knew all that. I just needed it put together or leading to each other. And I had to share that with you guys today. So yeah, that's probably like one of my best conversations of the week. And just seeing how people are showing up for themselves, for others. Yeah, it's very interesting. Something else. Tulimaliza shule. We graduate, guys. Aye. T for tough. If you know that school that starts with B, you know. But we graduated, and yeah, I'm done with undergrad. So let's see how this journey goes. I'm excited for the next phase. I would love to do more. Generally to grow my brain, because that's really the workforce of, you know, everything that my mind. That's like the core of like who I am. Yeah. So I just have to build that very intentionally going forward with the right company, the right conversations, the right spaces, the right books. Yeah, so these are just things that just have to be done. I don't think we are negotiating. Yeah, so energy, I don't worry, whether we kiss me or reindeck me, I need someone who's going to know to explain what it means. I just mean abusing that phrase. But it's just Kenyanism phrases that, you know, I love and sort of get you up in the morning, I guess. Yeah, and also don't make your alarms boring. Me, I switched up my alarm and I love it. I love it for me. Man, I'll see if I'll put snippets, because I put two different alarms. They're both different things, and yeah, stay on long enough. No, excuse me. Watch my alarms. Yeah. All right. So I guess my gems of the week. I think I've been living on TikTok a bit too much. But I think I'm enjoying lots of Kenyan music. I think Okello Marx, what's the name of his album? Anyway, so how, but I love Okello Marx's music so far. Wendy K, Pandashuka, I've been jamming to that. And then this one, I've been hooked since December. It's Only One by Nevi Kenzo and King Promise. Yeah. I'll add them to like the playlist. You know, if you guys have songs you'd like to share, so we have like a common playlist. So we have a community of growth seekers, a community of people who have amazing conversations, a community of people who love learning, a community of people who love, you know, sharing, just a community of people who are interested in fostering their growth journeys together. Yeah, hit me up. Yeah, so 2020, tuangalia 2022, kulikuwa aje. So, for starters, I think I'll probably break this whole episode in two, because they're 22, and like to sort of delve into the ones I connected with most. So, yeah, first off, you've got one wild and precious life. Live it wholesomely. Usibakisha kitu. Because, let me tell you, I think when death comes closer, or when you lose someone who's a bit close, or when you experience what grief looks like, you sort of understand how fickle life is, yeah? So, nifupi na usijifunge, just by whatever you use to define wholesomeness, just live wholesomely, because it looks different for all of us. Two, you can do your best and still not get what you want. Man, I have shot shots in different aspects of my life, and guys, I'm talking about growth. And I haven't gotten some of those things, and I've gotten some by luck, and it's like, okay, sasa, what's the formula? Misunderstand. Mimi silui. Always remember that only your best is good enough. So you might not, if you're working with I don't know, the end as, you know, proof that you have done well, proof that you're good enough, proof that everything makes sense, then utachoka, utaumia. Bure, relax, beloved. Your best is good enough, and that alone is good enough. Three, life doesn't owe you shit, does not owe you anything. Akuna pali mandikwa, this is for XYZ. XYZ is for whoever has shown up the most, or has connections, or has money, or has whatever they have, okay? It does not belong to you. I think, for certain things in my life, I felt as though they... Yo kitu ni yangu, mi nimefanya kazi, nimekuwa nikienda huko kila siku, and blah, blah, blah. It's not yours. Four, be open to reinventing yourself over and over again. I learned this from Amani Maranga's podcast, one of the episodes, and we're talking about decade thinking. So, one of the guests was talking about how every 10 years he reinvents himself career-wise, mind-wise, whatever way he picks. So if Aliu's career, it's easier to use as a discussion point. So if in this decade, the 2020 to now 2030 decade, he decided that he was going to be, you know, interested in, say, logistics, procurement, and all that supply chain, in the next decade, he could probably just be a runway model or something, you know, diversity at best, and working more towards growing your mind and working towards evolving intentionally and consistently. I love that because it's one of my mottos, is always beginning again, just embracing the beauty of kupotea, embracing the beauty of not knowing, embracing the beauty of the confusion and the chaos that life can give you, but most of all, making sure that you get something out of it that's, how do I put it, that's new, that's different, or that's, you know, truth seeking. Yeah. You can and should extend grace and kindness to yourself always. I think I'm one person who doesn't do this. I was talking to my friend Viv Ali and telling her how I give lessons and I share stuff and then I don't use my lessons. And one of them is this one, definitely. I try every single time. Like, it's like an annual thing. It's like this year, to extend grace. Yeah, because most times we are our own judge, jury, and jailer. And sucks to do that to yourself. The world is already doing at least one of those roles. Hey, give yourself grace. At least some grace. Being busy can also mean a lack of control over your life. You have a choice over the things that happen in your life, over your state of busy, over your state of I don't know. As a point, I think generally I'm a person who always just multitasks and does a lot of things. I think I exist in that kind of space, and for the longest time I was just like, yeah, that's just how I function, but that's just what I let control me, and that's me not being in control of the things I commit and prioritize myself to. It's bitter truth, but that's it. So if you're listening and you're like me, jitoka meeting kidogo to, it's not a lot, just a small meeting. Yeah. Do what you want alone. Don't wait for hii maisha, hakuna group work, haina rehearsal, haina ni wewe peke yako. So just focus on doing what you want alone. Like, don't wait for people to go like, oh guys, like, when are we going to see where, see what, save that money, go for that. Like, I don't know, they can see how they're pretty places in like Nanyuki and like this random places. They have like nice like locations, houses, like it's just pretty, and you can go yourself. There's just spend time alone. It's nice. It's a good thing. Eight, connect with nature. It's healing. I think the past year I've been really in connection with nature, because it's a form of healing. It's a form of letting go of things. It's a form of embracing yourself. It's a form of processing. And I think, for example, we have this thing with my friend Tracy. Monica, but we just I just got to because I love it. This thing where the sun is setting around 6:30. I look forward to 6:30, 6:20 to around 6:45 in the morning and at night, in the evening rather, because that's when the sun is setting or it's rising. And it's just nice when, you know, the sun just, you turn your back to the sun and like your butt feels really nice and warm. It's just, it's really, really, it's wholesome, man. It's really, really good. And sometimes when the wind is blowing, just, okay, fondudraki, what one do they? Sometimes you extend your arms out just a bit and it just feels really good. Or when the sun at 10 a.m. just like kisses your face and it feels so good. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And my last and favorite element, water. I don't know about you, but I have made some really big decisions while I'm just washing the dishes, or when I'm in the shower, or when I've just put my feet in water. There's something about water. It's. I haven't figured out what it is, but there's something about it. Nine, being honest with yourself is harder than you think. I don't know whether you guys look into the mirror sometimes and talk to yourself and ask yourself the hard questions and try and get answers. It's easy asking, but it's harder answering honestly, truthfully. It's harder than you think, or I think, you know. Some of my lessons anyway. 10, get that piercing or tattoo. Imagine they'll be fine. Watakuwa sawa. Hizi vitu, I don't know, they'll be fine. But I mean, I don't know your situation at home. Just, I'm out here advocating for you to do it with chest. Nah. Hey. Anyway, I don't know. Just be, you're an adult. By the time you're doing what you're doing, you know there are consequences to everything. So, yeah. I don't know about you, but... I have so much energy for this particular episode. I don't know why, I just have a lot of energy. 11, pace yourself. Take breaks as much as you can. Rest, beloved. Your body is a vessel. Your body is what's powering you through your day, man. Ichunge. Take care of your body. I don't think anyone has like another body. And if you do, I mean, good for you. I mean, I don't know. It's a wild out here. But take care of your body the way you take care of your mind, the way you take care of the things that matter to you, the things that you prioritize. If you think about, like, if you just decide to look around your room or your house or wherever you are as you're listening to this, or your car, you notice that there are things in your life that are in tip-top shape. There are things in your life that are put together. There are things or people or whatever it is that are taken care of. So why don't you take care of your body, you know? Hey, feed it well, clothe it well, hydrate. Just make sure your body, the vessel that carries you through your day, is taken care of. Yeah, so we'll start with this first 11, and then in the next episode we shall listen to the next 11, because I mean 22. So I'll keep it short, I'll keep it brief. So thanks for listening, thanks for being amazing, thanks for being true, and thanks for being you. Do share this podcast with friends and foes alike. I mean, here we are friendly, here we are open, here we love talking, here we want to travel the world one conversation at a time. So love and light, till next time. Bye!